Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bituchen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for a zivig for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, for Shlema and Yoho ben Sora, and for Shlema Lahatinoik ben Fuma Matel, and for Shlema and Shilin Tzvi and Chaya Gittel, and Rivka Bas Shoshana, and Nishmas Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Yishleim Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Yol Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Hoisha Gittel Bas, or Rav Yezim on Noyach. I'd like to talk a little bit this evening about a fear that people have of Bitochim. Believe it or not, there are many that have this fear of the whole parsha of Bitochen. What do I mean? Well, first of all, some are afraid to engage in Bitochen because of the fear of being disappointed. I put my trust in Hashem. I put my trust in Hashem's kindness, chesed, his rachamim. I count on him, and nothing happens, and I get disappointed. That's a fear that some people have. Others are afraid to talk about it to others, afraid to share it with their children or with their students, because they're afraid that people may say, oh, Bitochen, very nice, it's a very beautiful thing, and I try it, and it doesn't do anything for me, it doesn't work. And therefore they're afraid to give it over. They're afraid that the doubts and maybe the regression in the inyonim of emunah that could result from a disappointed or disappointment with one's bitochin are too dangerous, and it's not worth the gamble. And I'd like to address these concerns a little bit. You know, they're very much like the concern about tefillah. Many people are afraid to talk about the power of tefillah to their children, or maybe even to focus on it themselves, because what if it doesn't work? You know, there's a problem, and then I'm going to become disillusioned and so forth. So I'd like to discuss that a little bit. It's very interesting that the Chodesh Halavovos, in his listing of the concepts, requirements in a person's achieving bitochen, one of the things that he lists seems very counterintuitive to the list that he has, and that is that if Hashem does not deliver that in which you trusted him, you're also willing to accept that because you know the extent of Hashem's chesed. You trust in the chesed Hashem. And the question is, that seems to be, if you're talking about bitochen, so what do you mean if it doesn't work? You're trusting that it's going to work. So I'm sure that Hashem's going to help me. I'm confident. I'm putting my trust in him. So now you tell me, think about if it doesn't work. The answer is yes. Because the answer is that if a person will not be willing to accept the chesed Hashem when Hashem is not giving me that which I desired, requested, trusted him to give me, then that means I never was trusting in Hashem's kindness. Because if I would be truly trusting in his kindness, then I would know that if he doesn't answer me, if he doesn't grant me what I want, that's always his kindness. Because his kindness is always, his kindness is constant, his kindness is forever. And therefore, by not being able to accept that, by not being able to take that well and say, well, the disappointment, that too is chesed Hashem, and I shouldn't be disappointed. And that really means that I did not have true bitochen in the chesed Hashem. I was maybe fooling myself. I was know what I was thinking, but I wasn't really confident in his chesed. Because if I believed and felt confidence totally in his chesed, then when he does something which is not exactly what I asked for, I would say to myself, well, that too must be chesed, because I trust Hashem's chesed intimately. Excuse me, I'm just nursing a throat that's not not fully back yet. Now, if I am capable of taking and saying, you know, I trust the chesed Hashem. I know that everything Hashem does is chesed. And therefore, I'm optimistic, I'm hopeful, confident maybe that he's going to give me what I want. But I also know that if he didn't, he's doing the same chesed. Chesed Hashem is hatev kilei cholu rachamecho, v'marachem kilei samu chasebecho. Never withholds his mercy. His chesed is endless kilei oilom chasdei. And therefore, whether or not I get what I'm asking for, whether or not what I get I'm desiring, is really irrelevant because I know that everything Hashem does is chesed. Now, this is a little difficult for some people to deal with. This might be a little bit difficult to explain to younger people of the experience, the extent of Hashem's chesed. But I believe it's something that we have to be aware of, we have to know, and we have to be focused on. Hashem is the ultimate in chesed. Everything he does in chesed. I can trust his chesed. And by the way, we've mentioned many times that the concept of bitochen, even that bitochen that says, I'm sure I'm going to be granted what I want, that doesn't start by saying, I have bitochen, I'm going to get what I want. It starts by saying, as David HaMelech said, in Kapitel Yud Gimel, V'ani b'chast chobotachti. I'm trusting in your chesed. I trust you that you always, constantly, forever doing chesed. In fact, kiloilam chastei, I trust le'oisin eflois gedoilu slavadoi. Kiloilam chastei, it's the same chesed that with you created the world, with which you created the world. You continue to maintain the world to this very day. And I trust that chesed. Then, when the going says it's a loshen osir, I will rejoice. I know I'll rejoice in the Yeshua. I did not say vani b'Yeshua oscho b'tachti. I didn't trust in the Yeshua. I trusted in the Chesed, and because I have such a trust in the Chesed, I truly feel that Hashem is going to grant me the Yeshua that I'm looking for. However, if I truly trust v'ani b'chast chobotachti, then even if he doesn't grant me the Yeshua that I'm looking for, I know that that too is chesed. And that's the same thing with tefillah. Tefillah is a machzor. Tefillah is never turned away empty-handed. Never. May not be answered now. The answer may be not now, a little bit later. We have to earn more schusim. Maybe this is not the best or appropriate thing or time for you. Therefore, the tefillah is not answered. Tefillah never gets wasted. Tefillah is always, always goes, is put to use. There's never a tefillah that didn't accomplish something. And the same thing with bitochen. Now, we therefore, in order to cope with this sort of resistance to bitochen because of the fear of disappointment, we must strengthen the basis of our bitochen, which is recognition of the chesed Hashem. Everything is done for Hashem. Nothing happens by accident. Hashem is the koil yochel and full of chesed and rachamim. And therefore, when I trust in him, I trust that he will do chesed. I feel the chesed that I want is the thing that I'm asking for. But I'm fully cognizant and ready to accept the fact that if, in fact, he does not grant that, then that is too the chesed Hashem, that too is chesed. And therefore, I do not have to be concerned. It's not happening. Something better will happen. something else is going to happen. There is this, the chesed is there. The chesed will not be ignored. The chesed will not be undermined. And when I realize this, it becomes a whole different attitude to everything that I have in life. I think that therefore, as we teach, and as we preach, and as we practice chesed, we must make the essential focus on Hashem's chesed. Hashem always does chesed. Hashem never lets us down with his chesed. His chesed is me'olam bad olam. The very chesed with which he created the world, olam chesed yibore, is still alive and well to this very day. He's the good one, hatoyv kilei cholu rachamecha, who never withholds his rachamim. He's the merachim, the merciful one, kilei samu chasodecho, and his chesed is endless. Me'olam kivino loch, and that is the basis with which we manage to continue to hope and to put our trust in Hashem. So we need not be afraid of the disappointment of the bitochon that isn't responded to, because we know that we're trusting the chesed, and we trust that Hashem's response is kulay chesed. And this, it seems from the Chovos HaLevavos, is not a contradiction to this deep sense that we have that Hashem will in fact respond to us, because that's what his chesed does. And if and when he deems it inappropriate, because the ultimate chesed for us, the overriding chesed, is not to respond the way we want, we can accept that to its chesed. And the truth of the matter is, so many times when we seem to be disappointed, things don't work out. And if we hang in there, and we just keep our patience going, we begin to realize, and it often happens, so often happens, that, wow, I'm really getting what I really wanted. You know, it's much as if a person davens, I have a deal. I want the deal to work out. Fine. He thinks the deal is going to bring him great wealth. This deal is going to destroy him. And Hashem responds to what he really wanted. He really wanted the success. He didn't want the deal. He just thought that the success lies in the deal. Hashem, who knows everything, knows that in the deal lies his destruction. And what he really wants will be satisfied, will be responded to in the way that it truly reflects that which he wants, not that just which he thinks is the means or the way to get that which he desires. So I think we should strengthen and refocus ourselves and our children and others that we're influencing on the Chesed Hashem as the Yesod. And let's also realize that sometimes we can fool ourselves. We can fool ourselves and say, I have bitochon. I have bitochon, really. If you saw Salanta gave this very beautiful moshul that many probably know, that somebody said he needed 10,000, whatever the currency was. And he says, buy a lottery ticket, have bitochon 100%, you'll win. You'll get it. Months go by, and he says, have bitochon 100%, and nothing happened. Comes back to Rabbi Yisrael and says, it's not working. What's going on over here? He says to him, you have 100% bitochon still? He says, yeah. Will you sell me the ticket for 5,000 for half price? And he says, yes. Aha! Who are you fooling? If you truly had bitochen, you would never sell that ticket for anything less than the $10,000 or whatever the currency was. But he was fooling himself. You have to be so careful not to fool ourselves. When the bitochen is real and truly counting on the Chesed Hashem, I'm not going to be dissuaded from that in any way. It has an impact. And if, in fact, it doesn't deliver what we wanted it to deliver, we must know full well that that too was a greater manifestation of Hashem's chesed to protect us from something that wasn't for our best interest, and to grant us something that is in fact that which we really desire. Hashem should help. We should be able to strengthen our bitochon. And the basis, the foundation, that bitochen should always be Vani bechaste chobotachti. Loi va'ani bishuos chobotachti. Bechaste chobotachti. I trusted your chesed. Now yogeli bi bishuos echo. My heart will in fact rejoice in the Yeshua Hashem. Good evening and kol tov.